These are smart people. I'll tell you right now. You are in the midst of virgin apostolic and prophetic teaching. And there's some things going to be said tonight by repeating what meditation has done for me and being around God. In all the study I've done in my life, these things I never ran across them. So you in for insight tonight that it's not normal.
Yes,
right? So I'm going to take my time because I'm in some territory here that is real strong.
Yes,
so let's lift one hand. Let's pray. Father, make it possible that we all hear you clearly tonight.
Yes.
And that we're willing to make any changes to grow and to develop and to be like you want us to be.
Yes.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You got your Bible?
Yes, sir.
Man, standing with me a minute. Joshua chapter 1. Two sets of scriptures I'm going to read. Matter of fact, I probably need to read three sections. And they're setting you up, all right? The scriptures are setting you up. So you're going to have to listen to the scripture. We can't leave the scriptures out.
Amen.
In Joshua chapter 1, God is talking to Joshua about taking Moses' place. And he's telling him how Moses was so spiritual. Okay? But ultimately, he was telling us how to be it.
Yes,
how to flow, all right?
Yes,
so the 6th through the 9th verse. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. That's assignment, you see.
Yes,
then he says, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. And what he says then?
Yes,
wherever you go.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all like that?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all like to prosper wherever you go?
Yes, sir.
You got to bring it with you.
Yes, sir.
See, where you're going don't really have it all the time, but you got to bring it with you.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes,
sir. And this is what we're talking about. Now, he tells him how Moses was so anointed. In the 8th verse, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Underline that word because I'm going to hit it many times tonight. Meditate therein day and night that thou mayest observe. You meditate to observe certain things, to do all according to all that's written therein. And he says, after that, for then thou shalt prosper, and then thou shalt have good success.
Yes.
And he said, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Now turn to Psalm, the first Psalm. The first Psalm. In thinking about teaching you tonight, I thought about this first psalm is actually opening all the psalms up. And there's so much revelation in the psalm. And here it opened up Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now notice what he said in the 2nd verse. Same thing as over in Joshua. And in this law does he meditate how?
Day.
Day and night. And then he tell the results of meditation. He said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isn't that powerful?
Yes, sir.
Let's look at another scripture that opened it up a little wider. In 1 Corinthians, I'm going to look at one more scripture, then I'm going to start giving some definition to you and give you a subject that I never heard before. Yeah. 1 Corinthians. And 9. But as it is written, I, the natural eye,
yes,
have not seen what? Have not seen, right? No, heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Now, those three things there, the Holy Spirit called me to understand, those three things have to happen for us to make proper contact with God. Let me go back home again because I like it. But as it is written, I have not seen. No, so if you normally, with your eyes, without pondering long enough for the Spirit to get a hold of you, you're not going to see it. You're not going to hear it. You're not going to understand it. Look, notice it. But as it is written, and that's why meditation comes in, that you're going to see a lot of reason why you need to understand the meditator anointing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the subject. Receiving the calling of wearing a meditator anointing. I never heard that before. You ever heard that? I said, you ever heard that anywhere? Receiving the calling of wearing a meditator anointing. Now, in this text, it says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor you heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. So just being regular and religious, you're not going to know that all that God had for you. And the 10th verse said, but God had revealed them. In meditation, I believe in one of my notes, meditation is permitting God to reveal himself to you. Reading won't do it. Memorization of scriptures will not do it. You have to pause and spend time with him. And when you're spending time with his word, you're spending time with him because he come out of that word. When that word becomes spirit and life, God comes out of it. All right. So it says, but God had revealed them, 10th verse, unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. You may be seated. Receiving the calling of wearing a meditator anointing. A meditator is an investor into the spirit realm. You're going into the spirit realm. While you're there, personally I've shared this, you make supernatural withdrawals of revelation when you meditate. Not just reading, not just memorization, but meditating, pausing long enough, yielding long enough, submitting yourself long enough. Meditating is digging out of the spirit realm the presence, personal relationship, the purposes of God, and pursuing wisdom to obey. I'll go over it again. Lord have mercy. Girl said, I don't have my typewriter yet. God, dog. Meditating Now listen to what he's saying. It's digging out of the spirit realm. Digging out. It don't come out automatically. So you're there. You pause before God. His word. When you pause before his word, you're pausing and respecting him to unveil himself. Last problem you had. If you would have meditated, it wouldn't have been a problem. See, meditators can't have problems. Because what a meditator will do, thank you, Holy Ghost, meditators overrule problem. That's why Satan don't want us to know this type of anointing, that I can sit down with me and God by myself and get the answer to everything. But I can sit down, me and God, by ourselves and get the answer for everything. You got a scripture you're working with, and you stay on that scripture. Let me give you that again now. Somebody said he didn't give it all. Meditating is digging out of the spirit realm, the present, personal relationship, the purpose of God, and pursuing wisdom to obey. Until your ear open to the Spirit, your eyes open to the Spirit, your soul open to the Spirit, your mind open to the Spirit. So during meditation, all these things should be happening. Until your ear open to the Spirit, your eye open to the Spirit, your soul open to the Spirit, and your mind open to the Spirit. In meditation, it gives time for these type of things to happen, and you'll stop thinking natural. Now, a meditator, when you're talking about being a meditator, you're talking about living, you listening? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
A revealed life. Not a regular life. Not a routine life. But a revealed life by the Spirit. When you meditate, revelation comes about you and who you are and what God wants you to do and what he wants you to have. So we're talking about living, when you say being a meditator, wearing a meditator, anointing and meditating, we're talking about living a revealed lifestyle. A revealed lifestyle. Say that, a revealed lifestyle. Not a routine, not a regular, but a revealed lifestyle. And giving the Holy Spirit a chance to work. You're giving the Holy Spirit a chance to talk to you when you meditate. You're giving the Holy Spirit a chance to show you something you can't see.
Yes, sir.
Open your spiritual eyes, all right? All right, let me go over here because I want to hit these first. I heard the Spirit of God say to me, tell them, don't meditate for information, but for increased relationship and revelation. Don't meditate for information, but for increased relationship and revelation. Meditation is your supernatural source of unlimited increase of God's presence and wisdom unlimited increase of God's presence. That means unlimited everything else is going to come with it, you know. Ooh. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah 55. Because I'm going to make a statement about meditation, but I need you to have some scripture to back you up. Meditation, listen now, will change your thoughts to God thoughts. That's goodbye worry. Goodbye fear.
Yes.
Goodbye failure. Goodbye demons. Meditation will change your thoughts to God thoughts. You stayed there long enough for him to wipe fear out, wipe what you were thinking out, and place in you what he wants you to have. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a meditator. Online, say to somebody, I'm a meditator. Say it out. Now, in Isaiah 55, verse 8, here we go. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither your ways, my ways, says the Lord. So thoughts and ways be changed when you meditate. Look what he said in verse 9. Hallelujah, I'm about to go higher. Say somebody, tell somebody I'm about to go higher. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was meditating while I was studying for this lesson tonight to get notes for you. And I heard this. Meditation mash, M-A-S-H, Satan in his track. Any type of mess he's trying to bring up, a meditator will get insight to mash him in his trash. In his tracks. Now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, everything we are dealing with is Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Get you to grow. And you got to come to that measure. So he said this to me, and I want you all to hear it. Lack of understanding and doing meditation is a great problem in the body of Christ. We must get that changed. We don't have a whole lot of meditators in the body of Christ. We read, we memorize scriptures, we quote scriptures, because it takes patience to meditate.
Yep.
You got to sit there with him, keep reading it.
Yep.
Sit there with him, wait for him to speak. What you waiting on? Waiting on the Lord to say something. See, but he said something in the scripture. Yeah, but you ain't got that revelation. See, that's why we run off too fast. Because, you know, we got the New English Version and all them different versions. All them guys, they haven't learned the full revelation of God. So you're going to live your whole life on what they say? Why don't you write your version? Lord, what the Lord said to me. The Lord still talking? Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a meditator. Meditation, the Holy Spirit said to me, is maturing in the supernatural lifestyle. You see things, you hear things, you understand things like never before. You and God, he start talking to you. In other words, so far as this, you cannot mature in the spirit without being a meditator. I don't care how much you read. I don't care how. You prayed all night in tongue last night, that's fine. Did you meditate anything? Quit praying in tongue, praying in the spirit, and meditating is the two strongest spiritual addressing God there is. My God, there's so much to say. Once you understand the importance of being a meditator or meditation, here's some of the things that are going to happen. The trash and the leftovers are swept out. So that you can see and hear. Every little thing the devil trying to tell you is going to happen to you, that's wiped out. Because you're going to see brighter, hear brighter, understand brighter. And he's not going to be able to bluff you because he says something to you and get a feeling with it. Your body don't know no better. So the devil says something and you feel it right in your side. You got to deal with both of them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 come in at. The trash and the leftovers are swept out so that you can see and hear and move in the spirit. Turn to John 10:27. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you're in a maturing class, you understand? Yeah, you're going places that you've never been before, so you got to take good notes, pay good attention, and go back over it. I ministered to my ministers Tuesday, I think. I've listened at the tape myself 2 times. I got 2 more times to listen at it. Because I spoke it, but it's so much insight in what God is saying. You got to keep listening at it, all right? You're still here.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all, what y'all think about that 27th verse? John 10:27.
Yes, sir.
You see what it said? What it said? Why they follow me? They know my voice. And I could prompt to tell you why they know their voice and why they can follow him. It's the meditator. They're not just reader, not just go to church. You cannot mature without meditation.
Yes, sir.
If you tell me you're a mature Christian and you tell me you never meditated, or you know, you look at a scripture a little while and you know, got a little nervous, but I'm talking about meditate. I'm talking about looking at it when you get discouraged,
yep.
When you get tired, because it's almost about to come out then. And your body trying to pull you away from it, because your body won't keep that ruling position it got over you. Oh, my Lord. I wanted you to read John 10:27 to house this statement. God's voice will become clear to you at all times. You will never let another voice take the place of God's voice. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's moments in your life, listen, there's moments in your life you have to wait. And while you wait, meditate. Meditation gonna take the fear out. Because you can't fear in meditation. You can't fear when God talking to you. You can't fear when God's showing you things. You can't fear when God telling you, I got my hand on you.
Yes, sir.
The last time you was afraid, you should have been meditating. From this night forward,
yes, sir.
Whenever it seems like your life have a challenge,
yes,
sit down with God with your Bible.
Yes.
He going to show you where to go.
Yes.
And get that scripture. Have your pen ready because he's going to tell you some things that the enemy can't handle. Satan can't meditate.
That's
right. So therefore, he can't know what you know. Ooh, my. God's voice will become clear to you. Listen. Psalm 23, verses 4 through 6. An overflowing power will remain in you at all times. No matter what you feel, you know that he's there. Look at Psalm 23:4. Look at this. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And all meditate. And you think you know that psalm. But look at here. Look what he said here. My Lord. Yeah, do I walk through the valley, fourth word, of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Now, suppose you meditate that. And you go out on your job or go out in life and Satan trying to shake your day up. He can't shake it. You better go somewhere else saying, you can't shake me up. I read that this morning. Look, you see, he prepared a table. He prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with all my cup running over. See, now reading that can make you happy. But the revelatory aspect of it is when your spirit and the Holy Spirit connects. Meditation is for your spirit and the Holy Spirit to connect with God's spirit. He says, surely, come on, Baptist boy, goodness and mercy shall follow me when I'm young. Y'all getting all messed up because you're getting a little age on you. Shut up. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I was thinking about, Ray, how old are you? 93. Now, he got some secret. He loved God. He loved his wife. He exercised. And you ever spoke to him?
Yes.
You ever asked him how he doing?
Yes.
Why you ain't picked that up? What you say? So I'm dealing with it. I got to pick this up. So y'all going to be hearing it out of me. Well and blessed. Man, you can't go wrong now. What you saying, people? How you doing? I'm doing fine. That ain't good enough. We got to wear red hair. Well and blessed. You never said it, huh? No, don't lie. Meditate on that. Well and blessed. Woo!
Yeah. 30-some years I've been doing
it. 30 years. See that? He was 60-something when he started. All your standard of living will shift into overdrive. Put in God first in everything. Matthew 6:33. We talk about that scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added. You can't do that without meditating. All your standard of living will shift into overdrive. Put in God first in everything. Matthew 6:33. Now, to normal pattern, I have a crazy lifestyle. Normal living. My life makes normal living crazy. For 50-some years.
Yes.
For when I first met him, I never turned him loose. Day and night. I just never did. Never will. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Joshua 1:8 and Psalm 1:3 we read, right?
Yes, sir.
In other words, a meditator will constantly become a manifester of the revelation of God. And that means being blessed, that part, no. What happened when the Holy Spirit anoints you to meditate? Here's one for you. You're going to meditate now after I tell you this one. You're going to start meditating tonight. Meditation is seeing what God is saying.
Yes, sir.
Understanding what God is saying and doing what God is saying. Turn to Psalm 46:10. Be still. That sounds like meditation, right?
Yes, sir.
And know, don't guess, that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen.
Yes,
I will be exalted in the earth. Now you know what he's saying? Nobody's saying, meditators, come go with me. Now, somebody under the sound of my voice tonight about to come out of some traffic. Traffic you've been in a long time, but tonight the Holy Spirit is going to take you out of that traffic. Come on, let's pray then. In other words, the Holy Spirit is going to show you something that you can walk out of that traffic. That traffic been holding you back a long time. But you're going to get in a place where you're not going to be in that traffic no more. I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus, you're out of the traffic that's been holding you back. There are some people you might have to cut loose. Oh, Lord, I'm about to be put out of church. Some family member, you're going to have to cut loose because they're not ready to give God the honor that he should have beyond membership. See, you over there teaching the people, cut the cud and loose. Not me. It's his book. Come out from among them. You go to them party and they're drinking and cussing and carrying on. You ain't got to stay there because you could. See, I see you could. I got somebody else I got to respect more than y'all. They'll take you out. They'll take you out or cut you loose. Mine's cutting me loose. Yours cut you loose too? Yeah. Thank God they cut you loose. Sit down. Sit down. I'm going to go a few more minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
I'm a meditator.
I can hear God's voice.
I can see what God see.
I can
do what God do. What?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where
did I tell you, son? Did I tell you to turn somewhere? Another voice? Did I? I didn't. No, I didn't tell you? Okay. Yeah, I'm meditating on getting the full presence of God. Ooh. Maturity is knocking at your door. Meditation is one of the greatest ways to mature in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 46:10, Isaiah 40:31. Meditation is seeing what God is saying, understanding what God is saying, doing what God is saying. You got those two scriptures, Psalm 46:10 and Isaiah 40:31. They that wait on the Lord, you know. Did I say this to you tonight? Maturity is knocking at your door. Did I give you the scripture? Revelation 3:20 through 22. Maturity is knocking at your door. In other words, meditation is a maturing factor. God don't have to make me do nothing. I love him.
Yes.
I want to do it. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, get ready to shift from all drifting in your life, no matter how long it's been. Romans 8, 14 to 19, get ready to shift from all drifting in your life. Meditation will stop you from being a drifter. It's a different in doing something and you want to do it, but doing it because you got to do it. I'm up here because I want to be up here. I got three boys preaching. I ain't got to be up here. I want to be here. Seeing those who stayed home wanted to be at home tonight. So, I don't want to mess their life up. I just minister to the one who come. And be happy. I'm not putting nobody down. Yeah, you're not. Huh? You at home now. Can you say you're here? No, you can't say you're here. Not a lady in California. She can't be here, but they're online.
Yes, sir.
Brazil, they're online. But not Baton Rouge and Gonzales and Port Vincent. I just want to call that name with God. You got 1,400 online. All right, I'll give you this. You want to write this down. Meditation invades the spirit world, opening the insights of God. Will, way, and wisdom. To prevent and stop all erosion in your life. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Goodness. So Holy Spirit, anoint me to meditate.
Holy Spirit, anoint me to meditate.
In your prayer time, ask him to help you be more of a meditator. And once you get into the revelation of meditation, you're going to start changing, because God's going to start saying some things to you you never heard before in your life. Receiving the calling of wearing a meditator anointing. So what we're releasing in here tonight is a meditator anointing, and giving you information what happened when you become a meditated meditating through the anointing of the Spirit, making supernatural withdrawal of revelation. See, that's some revelation you're not going to get unless you're in the Spirit. You follow me? And you meditate. I'm trying to find out where to close here. Been going about 40 minutes. I told you meditation is actually getting in the full presence of God, right?
Yep.
And waiting. I told you maturity is knocking at your door.
Yes, sir.
I told you get ready to shift from all drifting in your life.
Yes, sir.
No matter how long it's been.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. All walls, I didn't tell you this. All walls, WALLS, in your life are getting ready to fall. You're going to tear them down. You're going to walk clean through some things you might have been dealing with for years, but by revelation and anointing, you're going to walk clean through them. All walls in your life are getting ready to fall. Joshua 6, and you got to read it yourself, 1 through 20. But Joshua heard from the Lord. See the Lord instruction are beyond man's reach on their own. In other words, God gonna tell you to do some things that if you're not in faith, you're not gonna do it. When God talked to you, he sounded like he don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And the reason he sounds like he don't know what he's talking about, you're on a different wavelength.
Yeah.
See, you're dealing with science, psychology, academic.
Come on. Come on.
And God said, I don't need none of them.
Right.
I want you to do this backwards. I want you to do it starting off like a failure. And then I'm going to manifest through you looking like a failure. But you got to have enough faith built up in you to do, pour water in them barrels when the people need wine. But his mama knew.
Yeah.
His mama said whatever. The mama wanted to say, he might tell you something stupid.
Yeah.
She knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just do what he tell you to do. Be stupid.
Yeah.
The water turned into wine.
Yeah.
The blind man trying to see.
Yeah.
God put mud in it. Jesus put mud in his eye.
Yes,
what? I'm already blind. You put mud in my eye. Then I'm blind, then you tell me, go find the water and wash it. You walk away if you're not trained and not do it and say that's stupid.
Yeah.
There's some things God has told you to do.
Right.
You didn't do them because you wasn't spirit enough.
Yeah.
Like quit your job. You've been working for 16 years, you're making plenty of money, not enough to come out of debt, but you're making a good salary. So you quit your job. I was standing in a shed, pallet, you know what a pallet is? A pallet, forklift pick it up.
Yes,
and it had barrels on that those pallets, and they all start shaking. The concrete started shaking. So I got scared. So I ran back in the back to the phone booth and called my oldest aunt, because I know she was spiritual. And when I told her, I said, as I said, I was in the shed and the barrel started rattling and the pallet started jumping off the ground. Get back in there, boy, quick as you can. Hurry. Get back. Go. Goodbye. She knew God was trying to tell me something. See. When God told me to quit my job, I didn't leave the plant at that hour. It was the middle of the day. I went on finish. He said, put your suit on tomorrow. And so I showed up the next morning with a suit on. And I was in my locker taking stuff out. And man, wait, what are you doing? I said, it's over, man. I'm going to preach to God. Two superintendent, two high men. When I went to their office to tell them that I was gone, they felt so sorry for me. Asked me, how you going to live? I ain't paying no attention to none of that. God had talked to me. Yes. God moves one of them in my subdivision. He ride his bike every morning. He's going home to be with the Lord now. I hope he's saved. I tried to minister to him. But he'd ride by and see me sitting on the porch. So you know God kept his word. God, wonderful God. God told me I was still a sinner. God told me that woman, that was my wife. He knew. God been looking out for me. See, if I'm a country boy, I was trying to find a big pen. You know who the big pen? And then I'm sitting at a conference in California, and they give me a pen to sign the paper with. Mont Blanc. I said, what is this? And everybody else, like, they knew what it was. Old country boy, I didn't know what it was. So I went on sign, and Dr. Ribley said to me, you never seen one of those? It was maroon. I said, no, it's nice. He said, that's yours. Some of y'all look at me like y'all don't know what a Mont Blanc is now. But God about to take you to some places. I'm closing. That you've never been before. Just take a hold of the thing that God is saying to you and meditate it. And y'all got some favorable scripture. Sit down with that scripture. Let that scripture talk to you. See? Let it talk to you. He'll come out of it. God will come out of scripture and sit with you and tell you things you never heard before. And that's why the church has immaturity, but the church don't know about meditation. We've been taught too fast. Everything fast, fast, quick, quick, quick. No. They that wait on the Lord. Yes. Yeah, and Salah. Yes, and you got to pause. Yes. Oh, I feel His presence right now. Yes. I just was hit. Yes. Oh, I was hit again. Hit. I was hit with the glory twice. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I said. Glory to God. Praise His holy name. I guess He wants you to see it. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, He come. He get up on you and bring you into another world. You got to be open. Yeah. Yep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody getting blessed. Yes. You got to receive. You got to receive. I told you, I just saw two flashes of His glory. Yes. That's the way He'll interrupt you. Yes. Take you into another realm. Right, you're right here, right now. Nothing normal. Right. Nothing normal.
Yep.
His presence,
yes, sir,
is right here, right now.
Yes.
Guess what? He's not here just for me. Healing ought to take place now.
Yep.
financial upset should be recovered right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Demonstration of the Spirit and of power must be in your life. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power must be in your life, not just in the preacher's life, in your life. The glory should come. The grace should come. The goodness of God should come. The greatness of God in your house, in your favorite chair. I stay here, boy. You come, man. I stay here. I might take off like I got wings, boy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. You either laugh with me or laugh at you. Ha, 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 ha. I hear the word fresh. Fresh moments about to flow in your life. Moments that you thought you could never come to. Places you thought you could never go. Fresh. Fresh joy. Fresh peace. Fresh wisdom. Fresh understanding. Fresh blessing. My goodness. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Y'all, excuse me. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Oh, goodness. I'll say it, Lord. Say it. Somebody about to fly. Well, you places you thought you couldn't walk, you're going to fly there. I'm hearing the words, fulfilled dream. Fulfilled dream. Who I'm talking to up in here? Fulfilled. Somebody got a dream need to be fulfilled. Fulfilled dream is up on this house right now. I don't care if it's Wednesday. I don't care what day it is. Good God Almighty, God flow every day. Ah! It's coming, girl. It's coming. It's coming. Just wait. It's coming. You've been faithful. He cuts some out so the right one can come. You cannot say I don't have it no more. You know I'm gonna say it again. You cannot say I don't have it no more. Because you're lying. You got it. You got to meditate it long enough to see it for it to manifest. So I'm a meditator and a manifester. Glory to God. Come on, young man. I'm about to close up. Leroy, you come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Receive, receive.
Hallelujah.
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 Did I say this to you? When you meditate the Bible, you're looking deeply into an inheritance. You better sit down then. When you meditate the Bible, you're looking deeply into an inheritance. revelation will flow and you will know what to say and put on display. Meditation will make you strong and courageous. Now you will be able to receive the inheritance and share wisdom inheritance properly. I said about the text. Then Joshua noted the word be strong and be of good courage is mentioned twice. Oh, speak the word of God day and night, but meditate before you speak it to others. Seeing what God is saying, understanding what God is saying, doing what God is saying. Receiving the call to live a meditative lifestyle, closeness, clarity, conquering, clamoring. You are a non-living Christian if you don't know how to meditate. So say this with me. Holy Spirit, anoint me with a meditator's anointing. In Jesus' name. Amen. How you doing? Oh, all right. I don't want to hear about your fever and all that.